A GoFundMe campaign is trying to help a Port Moody family get back on its feet after their townhome was destroyed in an early morning fire Monday. Dr. Chantry Dean, a veterinarian, and her two teenage sons lost everything in the blaze, according to a message posted on Facebook by her employer, Northwest Nuclear Medicine for Animals. Four people suffered smoke inhalation, as did several pets in the fire, that's been deemed suspicious by Port Moody police. A colleague at the Vancouver clinic where Dean has specialized in treating cats with hyperthyroidism since 2008 launched the fundraising effort that's already surpassed its initial $5,000 goal. Karen Kanishvaran said the family needs a long-term place to stay while their damaged home is repaired, as well as clothing, general supplies and toiletries, food and supplies for their pets, some of which required emergency care after the fire, and possibly access to a vehicle. Chantry is the kindest, most giving person I know, Kanishvaran said. It's time for us to give back when she needs our help. Port Moody firefighters were called to the fire at a townhouse complex in the 2000 block of Panorama Drive at about 4:40 a.m. Monday. When they arrived, two units were fully involved, said Port Moody Fire Rescue Chief Darcy O'Riordan, adding an off-duty Surrey firefighter was instrumental in directing crews into the complex and deploying ladders to help rescue three people from balconies. He said with the help of crews deployed from Coquitlam Fire and Rescue, the fire was under control in about an hour. The crews did an incredible job, O'Riordan said, adding the blaze was so hot some of the siding on several units across the street melted. Port Moody Police Department spokesperson, CST Sam Zacharias, said investigators had enough indication that this fire may be suspicious in nature to deploy detectives from its major crime unit to help determine a cause.